Actually joined us this morning. How are you?
Hello, David.
Hi, Dave.
How you guys doing?
Can you hear Todd okay?
Yeah, I can hear Todd.
Hello, David.
How you doing, man?
I've been better.
Yeah? Is it just a little bit of weather?
Let me tell you something. You know, you've been around a long time, right?
Well,
and you've made the
No,
I mean that in the best way.
Yeah.
You mean that with love.
Thank you. I mean that in the love way.
I mean, you have experience when it comes to doing radio interviews.
Yes, I do.
And I'm sure in your day, you have talked to some small stations. I am surrounded by them right now.
Everyone.
And they all know. They want, you know.
Lee, what else? Can we have David when you're done with them?
They all want Cassidy.
How about that?
Oh, I love you guys. I got to tell you, what's really bizarre about this is that I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm. Right?
In your studio, where
empty.
I have been. It's so weird to be here, and you guys aren't here.
And, right. you're looking at Monkey Boy.
I'm looking at
How's he treating you?
He's a good guy. He came out and saw me in Effects not too long ago.
Yeah.
In Vegas. In fact, the even more bizarre part of this is that I'm getting on a plane in about an hour and a half, and I'm heading out to Las Vegas to do two shows tonight.
Wow.
Really?
You've got a crazy schedule.
Wait a minute. Weren't you just down here?
Yeah, I was in Orlando for 3 days, and when I heard all of those other radio guys were coming,
I got
the hell out. You know, I knew what I was going to have to do. I'm one of those. You introduced me in a very fine way. Thank you very much, Scott. I think that you know what is different about me is, unlike everybody else in show business, when I hear the press and the media is coming, I get the hell out.
Mm. Yeah. You go.
Unlike the rest of them down there trying to go to the opening of a Venetian blind.
Mm. But you've done so many interviews and been on just about every big television show. Who else is there to talk to?
Well, I guess, but every time you know as well as I do, Scott, that every time that you put out another record, every time you have a movie or a book or a film or a television show or something new that you have out there in the marketplace, and in this case, you know, I have a new record,
right?
And I want the world to know that it's out, or it's not out yet, but
it will be out. You wouldn't have anything to do with this, would you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'll sell myself just like everybody else will.
At least you're honest.
At least you're honest, is right.
You got to do the right thing.
By the way, happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's very, very kind of you. I actually tried to keep it a secret, and of course, it's one of those things when you get old and you get famous, they don't let you keep it a secret.
The media has a way of finding out, though.
Actually, I have no problem with it at all. I feel real great, and the 90s have been by far the most productive and successful on every different level for me, and I'm having the best time I've ever had. A lot of people have associated me because of the kind of fame, the kind of success, and I think that for me, only because of the opportunities that I've had in the 90s and the kind of work that I've done and the kind of credibility that I've gotten and achieved in the 90s, I've had a much more fun decade.
You still got great looking hair.
Well, no, man. If you saw it this morning, you know, you guys are down there grooving in Orlando, which I have to tell you, I had a great time there. I played golf.
Yeah, were you on some R&R?
Yeah, I was doing some R&R, which I have had, if I told you, 4 days in this last year and a half. I took 3 days of them this past week, and I felt great. I played golf at three different courses down there, and I loved it. The weather was perfect, and I understand it's not exactly the same.
No, it's not gorgeous.
No?
But we play in any weather.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, well,
David, I gotta tell you one quick story.
We can lose a ball in the rain just like in the sun.
Yeah, no, I'm going to hang with you for a while, so don't think you're getting rid of me, Scott.
All right, listen.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to tell you something. It was a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
Todd walked in one morning. He said, you know, I watched the Billboard Music Awards last night.
Yeah.
And I saw David. I said, yeah, I saw. He says, did you see him do that version of I Think I Love You?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Remember, and we went back. Todd went back himself and took it off the video cassette that we had. We taped the show.
Todd.
And we
it was awesome.
Yeah,
thanks, man.
That morning.
Well, you know what's interesting is that I hadn't played it like that in such a long, long time. And, you know, it was at the MGM Grand Garden where I'm doing effects. And it was on my dark night, and Billboard contacted me a couple months before and said, would you be the surprise guest and all that? And I said, yeah, I will. And they said, look, would you mind doing I Think I Love You? I said, no, I'd love to. In fact, I've just cut it. Let me send it over to you. And I sent it over to them, and they went, oh, wow, this is so cool. But here's the thing. What we're doing is
we
love you today.
You just can't sing it.
No, you just can't sing it that way. We want you to sing it the original way. And I thought, okay, I'll go out and do that because, I mean, the song has had such spin. It was on the Levi's commercial that was nominated for an Emmy for its best commercial and whatever the commercial awards are. And it's been in all kinds of movies and, you know, it's had a legacy. And I love the song a lot. I just now was addressing it as a guy 20 years later. And when you address it as a different person, you're singing it, I guess, much like Clapton did with Layla.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you know, it's another approach to it, and you're a different guy now, and I love the song a lot, and the song was the biggest selling song of the year, and I think it's carried on and almost is an anthem to a whole generation. But I loved going out there and singing it, and they asked me, they said, well, how do you want to start this thing? And I said, well, I'm not going to do those bah, 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 bah. You know, I said, let me just make a sort of a riff up. And I did that at the beginning of it. I tried to set it up as something else and do something a little bluesy.
Well, what you actually came up with, really, isn't it kind of a hybrid of the original and the way you recut it?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I gave them what they wanted, but I also put a little funk in it.
You snuck through the back door.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it the way you want. Don't worry.
Well, I understand that you guys have played, and I thank you very, very much, because without your support, the world is not going to know, and I'm not going to sell any records and be successful, and I'll end up in the old actor's home. But
David, we're going to take a short break.
Yeah.
I know you got a lot to say.
I got a lot to say.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, and we'll play the new version of David Cassidy, and I Think I Love You.
Thanks, Scott.
Live from Disney World, live from Animal Kingdom, it's Scott and Todd in the morning from 95.5 PLJ. Naomi, what's going on?
Well, Channel 7 meteorologist Bill...
Where we are not, Mr. David Cassidy is this morning, and he has a brand new album out called Old Trick, New Dog.
That's it.
That's great.
Very nice. And,
thank you very much.
And from that album, here is his new version of I Think I Love You.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. But all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. Oh, I think I love you. I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. No cure for. I think I love you. It's not what life is made of. Though it worries me to say, I never felt this way. Baby, only love is done.
you, baby, it's 11. I don't know what I'm up against, what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. Love is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say, I never felt this way. Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only wanna make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me?
New album, Old Dog. I'm sorry, Old Trick, New Dog. That's David Cassidy. What a great version
mm-hmm.
of
Thank
that
you,
song, David. That is awesome.
Thank
now,
you, man. Let's just say, wait a minute.
Yeah. Let's just say I'm wandering around a store.
Uh-huh.
How can I purchase a copy of this album? When is it going to be out?
It'll be in stores probably May 9th okay. is our store date, street date. It's available right now on davidcassidy.com on the internet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. I've spent a lot of the last year working, and I produced and created a television show for Fox that is probably going to die a death, but it's called Ask Harriet.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it looks that way. You know, I have no control over being put on Thursday nights opposite Friends. Who knew? Yeah. You know,
they're
on Fox.
You. They're out to kill you, dude.
Yeah,
but we've seen every possible scenario on that show, so, you know, maybe we need something new.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Anyway, I spent a lot of the time between doing 10 to 12 shows a week at FX. In the daytimes, in the recording studio, working on this thing. It took me about almost a year and a half to finish it, and I really love it. I went back and recut three things from the old days. I cut I Can Feel Your Heartbeat again. Ooh. Very different like that, and I Woke Up in Love This Morning, and I also wrote some new stuff, and I think it in a way it kind of embraces the past, which are songs that I love. I sing them as a much different guy, and some of the new stuff that is a little funkier and bluesier, and I guess I've heard some things about that people did not expect David Cassidy to make this kind of a record, and it feels really good to get
you
that kind of reaction.
Shocked him.
Well, I don't know about
way
that.
From that school bus.
That multicolored bus. By the way, I'm in your. Of course, all your listeners now know I'm in your studio here in New York.
Don't you right. mess that place up?
No.
Like
I'm just sitting with
it.
My legs up. Okay. I just spilled some more Coke on the thing.
Oh.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hang on. Let me just get the taffy off of here. here's what I was
that.
Thinking.
Yeah. David, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Besides doing effects in Las Vegas, besides your new album, you also find time to write theme songs for television.
That's true.
Now, for people who don't know, give us some of the ones that you've done.
Well, I wrote a lot of the stuff in the 70s. I was asked to write a number of television shows for ABC when I was doing Partridge Family, and I wrote some of the stuff for there. I did a series called Man Undercover, which I wrote.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I wrote the theme song for the John Larroquette show.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, which thank you very much. And I wrote the theme song for the new Ask Harriet show, which is going to be aired on Fox this summer. So I've been asked to do more than I guess I have the time. I love doing it because, I mean, not only do I come from television, but I think as a producer, I have a pretty good idea as to what it should sound like. And most of the stuff I've done has sort of had a sense of humor about it. Mm. which in terms of half-hour situation comedy is probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very
you
good.
Know,
well, it should be a good thing.
Vonda Shepard beat you out for Ally McBeal, though.
Well, I got to tell you.
You can't get them all, right?
You can't get them all. Exactly. Well, I probably am not going to get any more. Based on what I've been doing in the last year or so, I would love to spend the time going and creating and crafting, but really and truly,
don't need that career.
I don't need that stuff, do I?
No, especially with the WB calls. Just hang the hell up. You don't need to be
speaking of the WB, I'm here in New York, of course, in your studio, spilling everything all over your desk, Scott and Todd. But you're down there in Orlando, and I'm watching television. There's a monitor in your studio. I'm seeing Michael Eisner and all these people at this fabulous...
He's on the way over to talk to Todd right now.
Yes. He is?
But we got to go.
Okay, you do?
Yeah.
Well, I got to go, too, so...
all right, well, good luck.
Thank you very much for playing my song, and God bless you all, and I look forward to seeing you again in New York.
David Cassidy.
Bye, Dan.
Bye.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
We're waking you up each day.